Ignoring the Jewish Christians, he's including all of us people. Where the hell slave and hang around with the monkey. And we are still feeling from that, eh? Yes, no, the need of the world, or the flesh, our own self destructive sin, or the devil, can rip us out of his grip, march the face from us. He's God, the Savior, he calls us. But what he calls us to, how do we get to the center? The call to be saved, which means holy ones. All of our sins, past, present, and even in the future, have been paid for by Jesus' death. But we've been cleansed. We still sin, but in terms of our official statement, and in terms of how God sees us, we are fully and forever holy. So do we see ourselves as dirty sinners to walk in God as kind of like sort of plays of, you know, holding the nose? Or do we see ourselves as forgiven saints who enjoy the wrath and grace like a father and a prodigal son? And then verse 7 goes on. Grace to you. In other words, God's all merit of favor be upon you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And the peace there isn't just the absence of conflict, though it includes that, and no longer the world is good. It also echoes the Old Testament concept of shalom, in which a person's life is in orderly harmony, such that everything is well. Sin, as we know, we have to learn the part of it today. Sin always leads one way or another to drama and chaos and stress and destruction. In my mind, it's worth it on the short term game, but it always eventually leads to those truths. When we live out our true identity as those who are loved by God and want to be saved, then even if the chaos and drama and stress and conflict around us, inwardly we still get to enjoy shalom. And then the final point of verse 7, a little divine caring formula. At the end of the passage, a few times recently, both in Romans and in 2 John, before that, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Where's the Holy Spirit? And the other thing is that God's Spirit is absolutely equal with the Father, with the Son. His distinctive role is to put our focus on the Father and the Son. He has a spotlight on us. Now, Paul's going to be spending a lot of time teaching us about the Spirit later in the book. But in general, when we are looking to the Father and the Son and loving them and learning from them, that is a sign that the Spirit is fully present and working. So we're not being unspiritual, not being focusing on the Spirit a lot. Even Paul's default primary focus is the Father, Son, and Spirit. We'll have a question for you in a second. Paul gives thanks to them. That's our second point. Paul gives thanks for them. He thanks God for them. And we see this in verse 8. So have a look at that verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. Now, obviously, that faith is not being Thank you.